from the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival, award-winning young pianist Daniel Hsu plays Modeste Mussorgsky.
Pictures and Exhibition has so much of that kind of color and character that it was fitting that it would be orchestrated in such a way by so many different people. But perhaps the piano work is what he intended and wanted to leave the rest of it up to the imagination of the performer.
Daniel Hsu applies his imagination to the original keyboard version of Mussorgsky's showpiece in this hour of music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival, the latest in a 13-part series spotlighting some of the most masterful performers in the world today. Every 2 years, for nearly 3 weeks, Kalamazoo, Michigan hosts what is arguably the largest gathering of keyboard artists in North America. Also coming up in this hour, two French favorites, as pianist Ingrid Fleeter teams up with her husband in a Poulenc sonata, and the Anderson and Rowe piano duo finds the power in a post-war classic. I'm Joan Kerr. We're glad you're with us for an hour of great music from the Gilmore. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Bronson Healthcare, a not-for-profit regional healthcare system headquartered in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Bronson offers a full range of services, from primary care to critical care, at more than 60 locations across southwest Michigan. For more information, you can visit bronsonhealth.com. Maurice Ravel created three versions of his dazzling and somewhat dark masterwork, La Valse. Along with the familiar orchestral version, he wrote transcriptions for solo piano and piano duo. The two-piano arrangement was actually the first to be performed in a Paris salon in 1920, with Ravel himself at one of the keyboards. Duo pianists Greg Anderson and Elizabeth Joy Rowe included La Valse in their appearance at the 2016 Gilmore Festival.
There's something unique about the duo piano version. I actually used to perform the solo version a lot, and I really enjoy having the dance-like interplay between the two of us. But then there's also this aggression and overwhelming, cataclysmic power that you can access with two pianos.
It's one of those pieces that we joke hits an 11 at the end. You know, you get to 10, you think you've got the climax there, and then suddenly, whoa, you're at an 11.
Ravel imagined a scenario for La Valse, beginning with a carefree scene, a glimpse of couples waltzing at an imperial court in 1855. But he was writing in the aftermath of World War I. He had just seen Europe fall apart. At the climax of the piece, Ravel suggests a world that has begun to spin out of control. Here is the two-piano version of La Valse, performed at the Gilmore Festival by the Anderson and Rowe piano duo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music that begins with nostalgia for an elegant, bygone age, and then turns harsh and aggressive, an edgy lament as old Europe lies ravaged by war. La Valse, a composition that Maurice Ravel completed in 1920. We heard his version for two pianos performed by the Anderson and Rowe piano duo, Greg Anderson and Elizabeth Joy Rowe. It's from their appearance at the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival, recorded in Dalton Recital Hall at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo. About 24 hours later, in that same hall, the Gilmore Festival presented an evening of chamber music, featuring pianists who've received the Gilmore Artist Award. The award is a $300,000 honor given every 4 years to a pianist of exceptional artistry in order to stimulate their recognition and enhance their career. One of the pianists that evening was the recipient of the 2006 award, Ingrid Fleeter. She and her husband, Anton Dressler, performed the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by Francis Poulenc.
I love that piece. That's part of our repertoire when we play it together. It's a piece that Poulenc added a lot of cinema music, a lot of jazz as well. So it's quite easy to listen. Beautiful, kind of French neoclassical music. Very lightheaded in a way, but still very touching. Very intimate, touching, innocent, pure. It puts you a smile into your face when you listen to this music. It's a really lovely piece.
Poulenc wrote the sonata in 1962, a year before he died. In our performance from the 2016 Gilmore Festival, we'll hear Anton Dressler and Ingrid Fleeter with the opening Allegro from the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by Francis Poulenc.
Thank you.
That was the opening movement from the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by Francis Poulenc, from a chamber music concert recorded in Dalton Recital Hall in Kalamazoo, Michigan. We heard a husband and wife duo, clarinetist Anton Dressler and pianist Ingrid Fleeter. You're listening to an hour of music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Bronson Healthcare, a not-for-profit regional healthcare system headquartered in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Bronson offers a full range of services from primary care to critical care at more than 60 locations across southwest Michigan. For more information, you can visit bronsonhealth.com. In a moment, a young pianist aims to add new color to pictures at an exhibition. This is the WFMT Radio Network. I'm Joan Kerr with more outstanding music making from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Some of the pictures in Modeste Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition exist only as notes on a printed score. Mussorgsky composed his well-known suite as a memorial to an artist friend named Victor Hartmann, who died in 1873. The suite contains Mussorgsky's responses to 10 of Hartmann's paintings and drawings. Some of those artworks have disappeared, so we are left to guess how they might have looked. For pianist Daniel Hsu, that creates an opportunity.
When playing pictures at an exhibition, perhaps this is a bad approach, but I try every time I play through it, I try and do something different and try a new character, a new sound, a new color. As I said, it could potentially be a bad idea, but that's what makes the piece so much fun for me as a performer, is that some of the original images still exist, but a lot of them don't, and you have to go off a title or a description, and there are a lot of different little tweaks here and there that can be applied that change the piece, and that's what makes performing it so fun for me.
Daniel Hsu is one of two 2016 Gilmore Young Artists. The award is given every 2 years to young American pianists of exceptional talent and includes a cash prize and career support. Hsu is a Californian who's been studying at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia. He made Pictures at an Exhibition part of his recital program at the 2016 Gilmore Festival. Pianist Daniel Hsu with music by Modeste Mussorgsky.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pianist Daniel Hsu with Pictures at an Exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky. He performed in Stetson Chapel at Kalamazoo College in Kalamazoo, Michigan during the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival. The festival named Hsu one of its 2016 Gilmore Young Artists, an honor recognizing exceptional American pianists under the age of 22. Hsu says he often has to point out that Modest Mussorgsky wrote Pictures at an Exhibition for the piano and the piano only. That version is much less familiar than the orchestration by Maurice Ravel, and Ravel's arrangement is hardly the only one. Mussorgsky's original has inspired dozens of other musicians, from Leopold Stokowski to Duke Ellington to Emerson, Lake and Palmer, to try their hand at arranging the piece for large instrumental ensembles.
Pictures at an Exhibition as a piece is so full of color and character. It was fitting that it would be orchestrated in such a way by so many different people. Everybody has a slightly different take on what is playing what and what character is what. I only wish that Mussorgsky made his own orchestral transcription. I think that would have been really interesting. But perhaps the piano work is what he intended and wanted to leave the rest of it up to the imagination of the performer.
Pianist Daniel Hsu. You've been listening to music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Next time in this 13-part series, more chamber music from the Gilmore as violinist Yura Lee and pianist Kirill Gerstein play Beethoven. More information about the Gilmore's activities throughout the year can be found at thegilmore.org. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Bronson Healthcare, a not-for-profit regional healthcare system headquartered in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Bronson offers a full range of services from primary care to critical care at more than 60 locations across southwest Michigan. For more information, you can visit bronsonhealth.com. The producer for the series is Don Lee, with special thanks to Gilmore staff members Mary McCormick and Adam Schumacher. Music recording was by Michael Schweppe, Brian Haney, and Doug Decker. Studio engineer is Sylvester Visick. Voice tracks were recorded at Iowa Public Radio, online at iowapublicradio.org. The director of the Gilmore Festival is Dan Gustin, and the executive producer for this broadcast series is Steve Robinson. I'm your host, Joan Kerr. Thanks for listening. This is the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.